a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There is Brady Bogan, Brett Vesley, Big Dick Toledo. And we're off and running with more happy news to start off a Friday. The first thing you hear, some nutball went into a FedEx plant in Indianapolis and started shooting. We got another active shooter situation last night, early this morning. Nine people now. Is that what I got?
Yeah.
Nine?
I heard eight, but I mean, who knows if the numbers
I'm looking out. At eight right now, too. I said nine a second ago.
And more injured?
I don't know. Something ain't right. What in the hell is wrong?
But at least he offed himself.
Yeah, well, you know, at the very least,
yeah.
Dude offed himself. Although I never know how I feel about that, because you can maybe glean something off of him if you take him in. Like, you know, I don't know if they're getting anything off that Holmes guy who did it in Aurora. Like, if you get any psychological anything that, you know, I don't think so.
I don't know. Track down the, because you want answers.
You want something, and then you just realize, yeah, now we have to speculate, and we'll be going through his manifestos and all the nonsense that comes with this. But yeah, it's getting a little bit strange that we're having a rash of this stuff. There's a lot of them going on in the last 3 weeks. And it's just nutballs. And that's it. You go back to calling people nuts when you think they're nuts. And that's what we have to start doing again. Because this coddling thing has not worked. This love thing that everybody's like, oh, you got to love them harder. It's not working.
Nope.
It's caused a whole lot more of this. So love less, punish more. That's exactly how the world should work. Respectfully, not abuse. People don't understand the difference. So, yeah, we got to get some dads in there spanking their kids. What the hell are you thinking? Whoosh, back of the head whack. Recognize that there's ramifications bigger than that, and it's not that important. It's crazy, though. And it sucks because, like, I had such a fun night last night. That was a good time. We went out to the reopening of CB Live, Copper Blues, hung out there, and that's all I was thinking about. I was laughing a little bit because I had a long day. So I was home for like 8 minutes. Ended up doing that, and then that was the way to close it out. It was like, you guys were out there, we're hanging out and goofing off, and I'm like, yeah, that was fun. You know, nice way to close her out, go home, go to bed, wake up, this stuff. You don't want to wake up to this anymore, so. Because last night, I had the joy of being a child again. I got card tricks that were making me so happy. Like, there was this guy there doing card tricks at CB Live.
Calabrese.
Yeah. It's a Magic Mike 52, if you're looking for I believe that's an Instagram page you would be interested in.
Brady. 52, okay.
I think that's it, because deck of 52.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's right next to Boss.
Yeah, it's right next to it. It's unfortunately right next to Boss KUPD. And for Brady, that's a shame, because now you can see what an Instagram page looks like and what it's trying to kill you slowly with just the tiniest. Death by paper cuts is what Brady's Instagram page should be. But, yeah, this guy's page. I don't know if his page is any good, but that's him. You can hire him for stuff. I don't know if you can hire him.
Magic.mike52.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There you go. I didn't know the dot was in there.
I just found it, yeah.
So he was doing card tricks, and I'm like, okay, card trick guy. One time I was at, and I told Magic Dot Mike 52 this, I'm never impressed with card tricks. I find them somewhat annoying, but his delivery was great. The creativity of each trick was really good. I still have a little X on my hand that I don't know how he got on
Freaky
there.
Freaky X.
I don't know when he got it on there. One of the tricks, he made a little tiny X on my left hand. I didn't feel with a magic marker, and just sat there and was part of the trick. And I'm like, all right, I'm caving in the whole way. I completely give in to you. And I told him, I said, once there was I was at a Diamondbacks game, and it was 99. And I was at the old station, and we were working the front, what do they call that thing? Right before, now it's all fans and that overhead thing next day. It was Line and Kugel's, right. But that big patio right outside there. And we got to stand out there, and the station had its tent, and we got to park our cars. And I had a big Dodge Ram pickup truck, and I parked it up there because Dodge was a sponsor. Well, I had it up there, and I see this dude. It's kind of in a, you know, 50, 60 feet from me, and I see this guy messing around with my car. And, you know, people were looking at it because it was, you know, one of the cars that's out there. And I'm like, huh, he's messing around with my car. And he comes over to me, and he goes, is that your truck over there? And I said, yeah. I said, you're the guy that was just messing with it. He goes, no, I wasn't. I'm like, yeah, you are, because no one else here in the game has a tuxedo. You're pretty easy to spot. You're in a tuxedo, and you were messing around with my car. And he goes, I wasn't. He goes, but I want you to come here for a second. And I'm like, all right. And he goes, he breaks out this deck of cards. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, pick a card, blah, 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 do the thing. And he goes, now, I want you to open that car door and look inside your car. And in the car is my card. And I'm like, well, I saw you monkey. I know how you did this. Like, you came over here and slid the card in the window. I saw it. It was like 5 minutes you were messing around with my car. No, I wasn't. I'm like, dude, you were the tuxedo kid playing around with the window. I'm like, this is the worst trick I've ever been a part of. I don't want anything to do with card tricks ever again. So I told that guy last night, and he goes, yeah. He said, there's a lot of guys giving us a bad name. So last night,
let me clear, clear it up.
Magic Mark.
Magic Mark 52 Magic. On Instagram.
Yeah, that's what we said. Magic Mark. Well, Magic.Mike 52 yes. is pretty good, too. If you want to see him, that's for you. Yeah, Magic Mark 52. Either way, I was telling him, I'm like, this is the best I've seen and the most fun I've had with card tricks since I was like 8. It was phenomenal. It was great. So if you're, and Brady and I are sitting there talking, we should hire him for things.
Yeah.
Let's fly him places. We were all, he was doing so much good stuff. I'm like, we should have him over to the house just for fun. It was awesome. His delivery was incredible. The manager there, his girl's named Lisa, and a guy named Brad. We were doing the thing like, I always say that when David Blaine used to go to the Cowboys, he went to the Cowboys facility.
Freak him out.
I always realize there's a difference between the way black people watch magic and the way white people watch magic, because every time he revealed his trick, every black player ran out like shots had been fired, and every white guy just got, oh my God, got dumber and closer. And we were the black guys last night, because every time the trick would be revealed, oh no, and I'm spinning around. Everybody's like, how'd he do it? It was great. He was really good. So I don't know if you can hire him. He's from Jersey. And he flew in. He was great.
Yeah, it looks like you can, though, you know.
And in another moment of absolute bliss where I committed to something, Toledo and his keen eagle eye.
It was great.
Spotted George Cantor, the comedian, and said, George, did you say hi to George Cantor? I haven't seen George in a while. He used to open up for Caliendo. Now, George is a silver-haired Q-tip gentleman who does a lot of weight work, and he's a pretty big guy. So I look over, and I see the back of a silver-haired man. And I'm mm-hmm. like, there's Cantor right there. And he's with two relatively attractive ladies, and they're kind of leaning into George. I'm like, that's rare for George, I think. I've seen George a lot. I've never seen a woman anywhere near him.
Pandemic has done well.
So I'm like, I'll go say hi to George. And I walked over to the table, and I grabbed the open chair at the table, and everyone's looking at me. And I look up, and I realize that is not George Cantor, but I've already slid the chair out. I'm committing. I'm going to sit with this group of people and just stare at them for a second until – and the guy looks at me and goes, do I know you? And I'm like, you do not know me, and you're not George, are you? And he goes, no, Mitch. And I'm like, all right, Mitch, well, I'm just going to sit here because I'm committed to this now. I thought you were someone else, so I'm just going to make it seem like we know each other anyway, so the people that sent me over here don't start laughing too hard. Then he's like, all right, well, I appreciate the commitment. And the next thing you know, they want to buy me drinks and stuff. So the weirdest part of that whole thing, the opening act for Pete Corielli last night when I go backstage is George Cantor. So there he is again in the green room. I'm like, oh my God, George, the doppelganger for you is standing outside. I just talked to Mitch Cantor. And I'm like, this is just one of those fun nights. And then I go home and everybody in Indianapolis gets shot. So it's just one of those things where the world just comes to an end.
Good morning, everybody.
Ruin your fun. Just have a good circle. Time. Have a great night. Wake up with a smile on your face for the first time in a while, and then realize, oh, right, at any given time, it could all get blown up by a lunatic that just had something go wrong. Some incel, some weirdo. And again, no one knows, but if we're guessing, probably, and this is the thing, Brett, I always thought of this with you. I'm surprised more overnight stuff has not been, like the third shifters, haven't been affected by this crazy. It's not normal.
You would think.
It's not normal to stay up.
This was actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not normal to stay up all night every day and be nocturnal.
No.
It's not normal. And it drives you a little goofy.
It does.
So if you started to get a little pissed and go goofy because you're on a different clock than the world, I'm surprised it hasn't been more third shift incidents. Well, this is the first one that we've got. And I've always thought of that. Like those third shifters that are in there just – usually it's not the highest paying gig, the third shifter. And it's always kind of grunt work that gets pushed around a little bit. And you got, people who are willing to stay up all night, or sometimes people who are willing to snap. Sleeping during the daytime all day long makes you crazy. I don't know how you did
walking
it.
Walking the beat on sweater.
Not go crazy.
Building security.
Years. Oh, that. I don't know. Well, I think if you're by yourself, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that is a recipe for more disaster. Like, you didn't ever want to just go out and go nuts. But
no, at the old building, we didn't have all the other stations. We were all stations in their own buildings. I was there by myself the whole time. When we came here, I didn't like it. I liked, because there was like a board op over it.
Yeah, you had other people here.
You know, I liked just being the only person in the building. Just
No one was going to come in and go nuts.
Right, exactly.
Now you got to wonder, is this $10 an hour temporary person all together home. I don't know him. You got to go introduce yourself. So now he knows you, and he knows who to kill first.
Yep. And we were in the Guad over there, and I felt more safe over there just by myself than over here.
Guadalupe
control
was
your situation.
Yeah. Comfort and safety was represented by Guadalupe,
exactly.
Arizona. Said no one ever. But, yeah, I get that. But, yeah, the overnight thing, you'd think that that would be where the snaps happen. Because life is not – life isn't as planned.
It's not meant to be.
No, it's not.
You're not meant to be up all night like
that. My
dad
used to tell me that when he'd go to work at 4:30 and I'd still be awake. Life doesn't work this way. You'll see. I'm like, you'll see. I'll work all night long. I'm never going to be the guy who gets up at 4 in the morning. That's stupid. And look at him cursed me into this life for 20-plus years. But he's right. It just – you just can't – because, like, when you wanted to function as a human being and you wanted to be like, all right, I got to get my car worked on.
Yep.
You had to get on everybody else's time.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that there's a – I am surprised it hasn't happened more often. But, you know, we're
– I know it won't surprise you so much, but the growing up, two of my friends, their dad was nocturnal, basically.
Yeah.
That was that Tad Weed. He would work all day.
Oh, he's a lunatic.
And eventually the marriage, it just doesn't work.
Well, you can't be on opposites with everything. Well, he's also – Tad Weed was also –
Yes. I mean, there's other contributing factors.
Who fought King Tonga. You remember, you're not going to compare Tad Weed to normal people.
No, they never sparred.
Well, they had an argument. They had a beef. They did have a beef. You never got physical with them, but you'd say that they were adversarial. But, yeah, so it just makes you bananas. So all you third shifters out there, keep it together. And if you're the big girl at the third shifter office, I don't want to be rude, but you got a lot of weirdos to try to blow. Because if you don't keep them at bay, you're the last line of defense, big girl in third shift. And girls are smart enough not to work the overnights most of the time. It's almost all dudes. There aren't a lot of girls.
Don't forget, before me, you had two overnight girls.
Here, yeah. That's radio. They don't even count as women. I'm just saying. Those aren't real ladies. Hospitals are different. That doesn't even count as third shift because they work like 20 hours and then they get normal days.
But they're doing.
I'm not worried about hospital snap. You know what I'm talking about when I say
I'm talking
third
about
shift.
Snapping?
Yeah, you're talking about professionals that have to stay there. I'm talking about, you know, the two dudes planning
people
the attack at the Circle K.
Stalking the store overnight.
Yeah, just the folks who are just grinding it out like, you know, the nocturnal animals. It's almost like living underground. It's just a strange life. It's a strange existence. But most women don't take – you're talking professionals. Hospitals. I'm not worried about hospitals losing their minds. Those people are pretty stable for the most part.
I used to drink with some of the hospital workers.
Yeah.
Because it would be – you know, when Hollywood Alley was open, it was over by my house over on Price there. And it was a third shift bar. I'd show up there about 6, and then about 6:30, 7 o'clock, here comes all the hospital workers in, all the nurses and everything
had
else.
It
and
too.
Just, yep,
time and you know why hospitals have to stay open all night long? Goddamn third shifters doing stupid stuff. Because they're not very bright. Most of them are kind of
like, blowing themselves up.
Tweakers and, exploding. People overnighting it. Yep. I'm not saying third shift workers. I'm calling everybody who's up all night long a third shifter. Have you ever stayed up all night long?
Yes.
Have you? What was the occasion? You don't strike me as a guy who liked it.
It's been a while.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I used to do it pretty regularly on New Year's Eve. There was a party that I would always go to, and that went all night.
Till the break of dawn?
Yep.
Was it at a fraternity?
No, it was a camp. You'd go down there for the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As an
adult? College kids.
Oh, okay. It's the adult camp.
And I was DJing all night.
Oh, you were working?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, gee. So you wouldn't have stayed up all night had they not paid you. Have you ever done it on your own time?
Yes, a couple of birthday parties when I was younger.
Nice.
But
as an adult?
As an adult in the... Well, I wasn't getting paid.
but it was something you got.
It was our buddy Brenneman.
Uh-huh.
It was a fraternity party. We had our big spring beach fling. So we put 6 tons of sand in the basement, and we bought an above-the-ground pool at Walmart.
It's like Father Dale's house.
The wall gave away on the pool.
Oops.
And flooded the basement.
Oh, so.
Six in the morning shoveling this dirt.
That was an
dirt
emergency.
Sand. Yes.
Okay, so you've never had fun staying up all night.
Yes, I have, but I was young.
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't it also? You were DJing a camp for New Year's
Eve. First of all, I'll agree with that statement that it was fun to then it got to a certain point that 3 to 5 a.m., there's not much fun having there, even though you're up.
Right.
Because you're not,
you make
know,
your
unless,
own fun,
you're, unless you're enhanced, unless you got, you've
oh,
been
yeah,
drinking.
That's the whole point of
then
it.
And that's an easier point. But, you know. See, sober, you get tired.
I could be very nocturnal. I just don't think I could do it for work. I could do the overnight thing. I don't think I could do it as a responsibility. It has to be completely – like tonight, it's Friday. My schedule completely flip-flops. I'll be up till 3.
When we're on vacation, I do
that. I do it every time. Yeah.
Friday is usually the toughest one. I got to keep moving. Yeah. If I'm planted, like you can sit down on the TV. Yeah, I'll go out.
I have an ability to just go back on to normal time. Vacations, I'm up all night long. I used to talk to you sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I text Brett at 4 in the morning. I'm like, I know you're at work, but Casino's on again. Or Smokey and the Bandit's on, 583. Throw it up. But yeah, all night long stuff was always easy for me. But I couldn't. I don't think I could do it and get paid. I think that would take the fun out of it. Anyway, careful third shifters and big girls who do work there. It's only one of you. You have to pay attention. Almost, and I'll say this, and third shifters, you agree, except for like Brady's saying, the professional ones who have regular jobs who will eventually become normal day doctors. I'm talking about the loaders, the people who stock grocery stores, the overnighters that are the underground people.
Road work.
They're alone, though. They make me nervous, but they're serial killers daytime or night. It doesn't really matter. If you work by yourself, eventually you're going to snap anyway. But, if you're in a warehouse and you're the one girl there, you recognize your responsibilities. If there's like 30 other employees in there, they're all kind of weird because they work the overnight. Eyeball the weird ones. Give them a little extra attention. Let them know that they're wanted. Because when they sit at home and write their what becomes – it used to be just a journal. Then it becomes a manifesto when they lose their minds.
A friendly tap on the shoulder goes miles.
Yeah.
You look great today, Tyler.
I do?
Yeah.
And then just walk away before he gets too handsy. Because he'll start reaching for you. Those nocturnal beasts, those weird – their eyes get really big. They start hunting at night.
They're like bush babies.
Yeah, they get their skin's all white.
You must stock the Amazon store.
Yeah, we get it. All right.
You look pretty today.
Oh.
There are a lot of lunatics on. I mean, it's like I tell everybody, there is nothing you can say or do on a telephone anymore that even makes me bat an eye. I'm just like,
okay.
I had somebody threaten to come and stab me one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't play Slayer.
Yeah. Well, that's a Slayer fan. That could happen at noon.
But, I mean, he's like, yeah, I'm going to come down there and stab you. I'm like, man, don't bring a knife to a gunfight, bro. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All Brett wanted to do was kill the man.
I didn't give him the address. The prick never showed up.
That's good de-escalation, Brett.
Yeah.
You told him, I have a gun. You better bring one, too, or you're going to lose. And then we were located at 1500.
Nope, 1900 West Carmen.
1900 West Carmen.
Come on in the quad.
Yeah, don't invite him down here. I don't need him stabbing you. So you told a man who said he's going to stab you, I've got a gun.
100%.
And then you said, come down.
Yep.
Well, he's going to get a gun, dummy.
He never showed up.
Oh, okay. He couldn't afford a gun.
It's so easy to kick that down the road. It's coming up. It's coming up.
Yeah. So, I didn't play your Slayer yet. Bro, next song, I promise. Oh, if I don't get it, I'm going to put a knife in you and cut you like a 2-pound trout. All right, I'm getting it on.
Eventually, it's sleepy time.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually he's just going to forget. Yeah. And all the visions he has starts talking to him.
Yeah, tweaking.
But no, challenge.
I struggle with the idea of telling that I'm like, if somebody calls and said, I'm going to stab you, I'm like, I love knife fights. You come down here and we'll have a knife fight, knowing I've got a gun.
We're going to duel.
Yeah, I don't want to tell him I've got a gun, so you might want to amp up your armory.
Hey, prick then, never showed up, so I don't care. Well,
hopefully he fell on his knife.
What kind of knife you carrying? I got a forge.
I remember I filled into an overnights once, and a lady called up, and she's like, hi, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. I want to hear Toad the Wet Sprocket. Like, is that all you heard on the zone? It's like, okay, another call for Toad the Wet Sprocket. Walk on the ocean. Like, what? Any reason you want to? I'm taping it because back in that time, like when you first start in radio, you think it's all, like you think your boss thinks it's great to run calls. So I'm taping it. It's like, hey, wow, what five dollars, John? How are you doing?
I want to hear Toad the Wet Sprocket. Oh, it's one of my favorite bands. Tell me why you want to hear it. My boyfriend just beat me. I'm laying here on the ground, and it's the only song that gives me solace.
What's your favorite station? You have no idea how to close that out. I'm like, all right. And then I wanted to play it because I have like that dark sense of humor. I knew I shouldn't because I was filling in for a girl that wasn't my shift. I was filling in for Leah Miller. And I think Leah had those conversations with like abused.
Oh, yeah. He's not home. It's 3 a.m., Leah. What do I do?
I don't know. What are you?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah, there's a little walk the ocean there that Toad the Wet Sprocket's got a midget in it.
We started. Are you singing Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Yeah, it seems to calm women down at 3 in the morning. I don't know what to do. But yeah, I had a few that were, that lady just, boyfriend beat the tar out of her and ran out. Jeez. And her first reaction was to call me and say, I need to hear a little Toad. I played it. I wasn't like Brett. I played her song. I didn't want to get into a knife fight with her.
you eventually do some where they're like, here you go, and it's not even the song that
they Oh, I used to do that all the time. It's like, hey, man, because you played the new Matchbox 20? I'm like, you got it. Here comes some Ben Folds. I'm like, no, Matchbox 20. I'm like, by request, everything you ask for, you get. You play Matchbox 20? Ben Folds, brick, right after this. What's your name? Craig. But I wanted to hear Matchbox 20. Here's Ben Folds for Craig out there in Chandler. No! And then that was the call. My boss like, "Why are you doing that?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to go get my own music. So I'm just playing what's next. I'm telling him what it is." And then they'd call.
But he like, got his request.
"I want to hear blah blah blah." I'm like, "No, I'm going to play this instead for you." "Oh, okay." And it wasn't like it was nothing close. "Thanks, man." I'm like, "You bet you got it. That's man, pretty cool of you."
What man's listening to Matchbox 20 anyway? What the hell's wrong with
it? Well, it was overnights. It was a different time. The late 90s were strange.
The other thing that happens in radios, a lot of times when they call in the request, the song just played. And then yeah, when they hear the song again, for yeah, some reason, they can't figure out.
The best day of
I
my
just heard that.
My, yeah, my radio existence, I was in fourth grade. And for whatever reason, when my mom listened to a station in Albuquerque called KOB constantly. It was on 24/7 in the kitchen. Like we'd have the TV on in the other room. That was back when kitchens weren't open concept. They were kind of hidden. Like
galley kitchens.
They were weird little closets in the side of your house. And so I'd sit in there and listen to it. And I remember calling. And Toledo, you got to find this song. And Rupert Holmes, the guy who did the Pina Colada song,
yeah,
had a follow-up called Him.
Oh, that's right.
And I called the radio station like, "Hi, it's KOB. Can I help you?" "Hi." And the last thing a DJ wants to hear is a kid's voice ever.
We've had that before,
yeah,
too.
I just got through. Your goddamn kid up. "Hi, I want to make a request." "Yeah, what do you got?"
"I want to hear Rupert Holmes, Him."
I'll see if I can find
you. What?
"I want to hear Rupert Holmes, Him, please."
"What are you doing right now?"
"I'm just calling you to some requests. What are you doing?"
"I'm working. Just turn your radio up for a second."
"Okay. Okay, I'll turn it up. Hang on, I got to walk over to the side."
"Yeah, all right, you do that. How old are you?"
I'm eight.
I'm real nervous. I think I'm on the air. And then he's like, "Turn your radio on." I'm like, "Okay." I wander over. I turn the radio up. And what's playing? What's in the middle? Like the song that's right there in the center is Him. Is this isn't it?
Oh, no, it's commercial.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Right. That's a, so Him starts playing. I'm like,
"Yeah, you're playing it already."
We don't pay for the good YouTube around here. Yeah.
I said,
you're already playing it.
What do you want to hear this for?"
"I don't know. My mom has a station. She seems to like this one quite a bit."
"Okay. Well, that was pretty stupid."
"I agree. We're pretty dumb here. Let's just see you later."
Click. And then this is the song I wanted to hear. "There's a pack
of cigarettes." Well, you're a mushhead back in fourth grade.
Oh, not my brain. I love this song. I have no idea why. But
it is funny. That
it lives with me.
Yeah.
You know why the funny part is? The worst part is like I disappointed a star, a local star. Like, this guy at 8 o'clock on Fridays, I had such a like a glorious view of what a DJ must, his life must be amazing. And it turns out it's like Shannon. Like I was
say 8 o'clock on Fridays. Yeah.
Him, what you gonna do about him?
Why I love that song, I don't know. And I was eight, and I was gay, I guess. And,
him.
And I just remember being so disappointed and sad.
I always knew like, he was a twink.
Yeah, he's in there requesting twink tunes again, Marcy. God damn it. What do you do with him all day? Dress him up? Don't know what. My dad just walking by my bedroom, like, don't know who he is. Something about dudes.
My Him song, oh. Around that age, 10 o'clock, or 10 years old, 9 or 10. Philadelphia Freedom, Elton John.
Great song.
I could hear that over and over.
Great song. Nothing wrong with Philadelphia Freedom.
I think it was because of Janet Phillips in the class.
Brady, Him versus Philadelphia Freedom. Come on. Nobody's questioning everything about you with that. But I just remember disappointing a DJ was a big deal in fourth grade. Then I met DJs, and I'm like, now who's disappointed? You're all just deadbeats.
That's true. It would be like like meeting Shannon or something.
Yeah, like, you're the guy that reprimanded me? I'm eight, and I've got a better job than you mowing grass and picking up dog crap.
I think this is it. Here's Brady.
Oh, Philadelphia Freedom is great.
But if you want one of the caliber of the Him, that was the first 45 I bought was Sugarloaf. No. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Just because you like that the name. One.
Sugarloaf. I used to be a rolling stone, you know.
Reverse skate.
If the cause was right.
This song's phenomenal. I had Elton on in the car the other day.
To find an answer on the road.
Hey, I could listen to this all day.
This is my hymn song.
Gold by John Stewart. What's that?
Dude, I love. I still like that song. I don't care what anybody says. I like this song.
This is your.
Give me a little
this
taste.
Is the one that I.
If you had a dad, he'd think you were gay.
I used to love this song.
This is the one I would call for.
This is the one where your dad climbed back deeper into the gold mine going, I knew it. I can hear. He's gayer than I thought.
Play it.
Give me some. No. Give me some sound, man.
Oh, this song's great. It's a great song.
I didn't know this.
Man, this is great. You were kind of a cool kid.
No, I don't know about that.
This is like an 8-year-old with cigarettes.
This is way too hard edge, man.
That's a great song.
That's
a great song.
I lose this top to bottom with my hymn.
Yeah, Brady beat you on that,
Brady
too.
Brady crushed me. I love Philadelphia Freedom.
That was actually one of them, to be honest Gold. With you. Yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
Man, my collection as a really little kid was just all stuff my mom liked. So I came across as like an early 30s gay. It was just everything she liked, I liked. Christopher Cross.
Ambrosia.
Oh, Ambrosia. Forget it. I get a little teary when that pops up. I was Yacht Rock kid. My mom loved that stuff, and that's all I knew. And I knew my dad liked rock. So I got his stuff, but it was mostly my mom's music.
I think another one of mine was Rocky Mountain Way from Joe Walsh, because my dad used to listen to
that.
That's a
great song. You know?
Isn't that another Urban
Cowboy soundtrack?
No, that was Up All All Night Long.
That's the one I liked.
Yeah, that's
my mom had the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
Of course she did. She was sissy.
Your mom had, I'm guessing, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm guessing your mom has been... with a guy who's looking at her going, I'm sorry. Well, her eye has a stake on it.
Mom never had a stake on her eye.
I'm almost positive your mom got into a pickup truck with a black eye. With a black eye. And the guy who's driving was the one who gave it to her like a few hours earlier, and they'd made up. No
see,
way.
I love
she had
you.
Over
I
love five you. Mini license plates.
Yeah, tons of. She put them in the back. Buds. You'd see Toledo's mom's name on little mini license plates on seven trucks at any given time. And she's always buying raw meat. Mom, can we eat these steaks? Those aren't eating steaks. Those are face steaks.
When's Dad coming home?
Oh.
We need to talk.
Gold, what you gonna do about him?
Right.
It was nonstop gay music. My dad caught me once. I was listening to Foreigner's Hot Blooded in my room. I had a 45 of Hot Blooded when I was probably about 5. And or actually, it was Double Vision.
Some
Double
song,
Vision.
Though.
No, Double Vision's great. And it's playing on my record player.
Ooh.
And I'm acting out the whole song. Like, Double Vision. I'm
doing interpretive dance.
I'm doing interpretive dancing in my room to Double Vision. And my dad's in the doorway. Just staring. I turn and I just like, in that weird wash of like, oh no. Just that warm milk that pours through your body. Like, I saw that whole gay
thing. I knew it.
God damn it, I got a lot to prepare for.
Change out of the leotards. Dinner's ready.
All right. Hey, ants on a log. Dinner's ready at 5.
Right. Son.
Oh, it was bad news.
Let me get back to
Oh, Sharing the Night Together by Dr. Hook Toledo.
I don't remember this one.
You're tapping into my entire childhood right now.
Oh, this is great.
All right. I seem to come on too strong. I hope that you will understand.
Oh, I love
it. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am. And if you mind sharing the night together.
So now I know where Dan was coming from.
Dan thought I still question whether or not I missed the gay boat. I love this stuff.
I tried so hard. I'm just not made that way.
Girl, if you want to go that far.
It was on all the time.
And if tomorrow finds us together right here.
I saw them do this on Solid Gold.
Where we are.
I watched a lot of Solid Gold.
Sharing the night together.
I guarantee my mom would have banged Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sharing the Night Together. Another hot song from Dr. Hook. If your name is Marcy Holmberg and you call me in the next 8 minutes, you win a trip to Cancun and one ride on the old Tripstick.
Tripstick.
It's Albuquerque's finest gay guy music. It's KOB. And someday I hope to be the general manager and vice president of a place that has the gayest station in town. Dreams come true in 2017.
You're the biggest part of me.
Oh, man. You guys are killing me today. What's the
reminiscing?
Little River Band.
Oh, Little River Band was the best. Oh, forget it. Anyway, I wasn't gay, but boy, my dad, he's probably still in Texas going, I'm pretty sure one of these days it's going to come out. He worked with too much
What's
of it.
This one? Oh. How to
tell you. This is, that's just chills to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is greatest hit CD.
Come on.
Is
wow.
Worn out. Worn out. Tell you
that it's true. Seeing him in concert.
You have? Yes. That's extra good.
Well, it was part of the deal when I was up in Milwaukee. We had him.
I just want to sing. I don't want to hear your story.
Welcome to All Daisy, everybody.
It's gayer than that. That's the way it began. We were hand in hand. I think this song plays immediately when a guy's finger goes in your butt.
Was this on at the Swizz that night?
Yeah, I think in their head. I think I started to hear it like, wait a minute, I'm hearing Little River Band. Is somebody fingering some guy? It's like a bat signal to me. This Australian band, they all...
Huge.
All right, knock it off. Let's get into a little wake-up music. Give me some Slayer or something horrifying. Oh, that was my mom's influence was constant.
You
and that's what I always
Air Supply, right?
You know, that's probably why I got my theory where you need a dad in your life, because if my dad didn't exist, I there's no question I'd have been a twink, because all he did was listen
and what's
to
wrong with that?
Tons of stuff. It hurt your butt. Tons of it, Brady. It's not for me. But she was pushing me down the soft rock route. I would have been totally different. But the old man would come out, you know, like Boston. I know Toledo hated that, but at the time, he was corporate rock guy, 38 Special, ELO, Boston. And there I am in the bedroom going, honesty, such a... Mom got the new 8-track of Billy Joel. I love it.
Don't you like the Eagles or something good?
No, they're okay.
Dan's got the Bachman Turner Overdrive just pounded.
They're no Christopher Cross.
They found Toledo's mom up here.
Oh, there's nice. This in the urban
looking nice. For the face steak.
Mama needs another face steak, doll. Will you grab one out of the kitchen?
Nice job, Jacob.
Looking for another face steak.
Around that time, Mom had long black hair like that, too.
Peas ain't for faces. That's for shoulder bruising. Now get Mama face steak. Got to be the meat. Now, I don't want any ground chuck. Get that. God damn it. No wonder your father left.
Should have known.
You know, new daddy Dale hits me because you don't mind your business.
Well,
Morris, too.
There's a new bobtail truck parked out front every other night.
God damn it, you tell that kid to quit peering in on me when I'm in the bathroom, woman.
Face sticks.
Mom, you might need a new bed.
Hey, kid, get out. You get your... Come on, whack your mama. I swear to God, you keep staring at me like that, you big-headed weird monster. Your kid's a weirdo.
Face stick, please. One.
Did she order that at dinner?
He'll have chicken fingers and fries, and I'll just have a face stick.
Till Toledo got old
cold.
Please bring it cold and like an uncooked face stick, please.
Anyway.
Till 12 years old, don't you touch my mom.
You get your hands off of her. My dad will be home any minute.
He ain't never coming back. Goddamn giant-headed weirdo. Get him out of here.
Get me a face stick.
Face stick.
If I had a time machine, I'd go to your house.
Boy, would you.
Just stare at it. What the... Anyway, it's 6:19. Let's get a real song. Not Him by Rupert Holmes, please. No requests.
Oh, we've got some great requests.
Oh, I felt like such a...
Carefree Highway.
Don't get me started.
I don't remember that one.
Carefree Highway.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot. Remember Roy Firestone on ESPN?
Yeah.
He used to do an amazing...
Make everyone cry.
No, he did great impressions.
He really?
People didn't know that, but he did a Gordon Lightfoot that was hilarious, and he always used to say it.
We pulled that up not too long ago.
Yeah, when he said that. He said, I always wanted Gordon Lightfoot because all his songs sounded the same to me, because he said, was that a Dodger game? I said, now to sing the national anthem, Atlantic recording artist Gordon Lightfoot. And he goes, and I'm like, oh, I love him. And then he goes out, he goes, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
That's a good song.
That's a great song, too.
I love
the anthem's solid, too. Let's not knock him. It was pretty. All right, let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one as we walk down John's gay memory lane, along with Brady and his... Brady, like Philadelphia Freedom... Because it was the tennis team.
Had no idea that
they
was
named
what
it
was
after
at the time.
Billie Jean King had a professional tennis team.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Freedom. And that's who it was, that's
and Elda
who he wrote,
wrote
it
the song.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. And it was about lesbianism and stuff. It was before Elton even came out. It's right about the time I was thinking about it. give us the wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one, we'll scream it together. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.